This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. We are thankful and grateful to come before you tonight. Hallelujah, in the name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and lifting up my hand, just to thank you and praise you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps today. We ask you to hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint the lips of clay, use us, Father God, for thy glory, in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we ever so grateful and thankful as we pray in advance for souls being saved, for our needs being met here tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers, for honoring the requests according to your will and your way in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Well, this is Apostle Tebow.
And Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, I mean, I would like you to open it up to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. And we'll also be looking at the book of Psalms 37, verse 4.
Amen. Good evening. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 reads, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Ephesians 2 and 10. And then turning to Psalms 37 and 4, it reads, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I've read to your hearing Psalms 37 and verse 4 and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Providence Timo for sharing the scriptures with us tonight. And we desire that you pray for us and with us, amen, as we bring forth the word of God here tonight. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, we want to give you something to consider. Amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about knowing your God-given assignment in life. Knowing your God-given assignment in life. You see, God have laid out a detailed plan for you to complete your kingdom assignment here on earth. Before God created you, he decided what role he wanted you to play on earth. God planned exactly how he wanted you to serve him. And then he created and shaped you for that task. You are the way you are because you are made specifically for a special kingdom, God-given assignment here on earth. Your assignment requires years of training. The greater the assignment, the longer the training. You will only succeed when your God-given assignment becomes your obsession. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, having a God-given assignment on your life requires, again, seasons of training. You know, Providence people, they have a lot of people, amen, they go to seminary, get their degree, get their credentials, and then they want to operate in an office that the Lord, that they say the Lord have called them to. But then sometimes when you look at them and consider the age, consider the life experience, you know, it's between them and God. But here, it's letting us know that our assignment requires seasons of training. When a person says that they have been called to preach or they've been called to a particular office, and you meet them one week to say one thing, next week when you meet them, it's a different, next month when you meet them, it's a different office that they have said that the Lord have graduated them to. Again, that's between them and God. But here in the word, in the teaching tonight, when we have a God-given assignment on our life, we should have joy to want to obtain, to do it, whatever it takes to do it, because we want to please God. Either you're going to please God or you're going to please man. The decision has to be yours. So again, we are talking about knowing your God-given assignment in life. Again, in Psalms 34 and 37 and 4, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. We all, every last one of us, we all have a specific assignment from God when we became a Christian. We must uncover what our assignment is and how to complete it with God's help and to become a blessing to the body of Christ. Here in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 11, the word of God says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you hope. God has laid out a roadmap for you to be successful in his plan. Yes, with God's help, everything is possible. We got to remember we can't do nothing without him. We need him to intervene in our lives to help us accomplish the assignment that he has given us to do. He has given you as his child the Holy Spirit to guide you to your divine destination. Yes, the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, God is good. The Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Believers of Christ, the only way for you to be sure of completing your assignment here on earth is through constant fellowship with God. Seek the Lord in prayer. Meditate on the word of God on a daily basis. Have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and you will discover the assignment of God for your life. Yes, God delights. He wants us to find our assignment that he has given us. Sometimes we go on impulse. Sometimes we move by prophecy, but we got to know for ourselves that God has called us to a certain office. He has called us for such a time as this. Yes, you do have an assignment, a God-given assignment, but we got to find out. We got to do our part. God will do his. That's why it's so important to pray. Pray, seek God's face. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. In other words, if you want to know the assignment of God of your life, God has to become priority in your life. He has to be number one. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agree as one when you're talking about the Godhead. So knowing your God-given assignment in life is a must for a believer of Christ. God has already placed a specific, a unique assignment in your life that only you can accomplish with his help. And again, it is your responsibility to discover that assignment. God is not, he's not hard to be found. Bible says that we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. So your assignment plan can be found in studying the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, the word of truth is the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, the manual that God have left us to govern our life by. Yes, if there's any question that arises, any ifs in our lives, we can go search the scriptures for ourselves, and we will discover the answer. But sometimes we get a little slack in our commitment. We have to be persistent, consistent, searching the scriptures of God, searching the word of God for ourselves, praying, studying, meditating, hallelujah, letting the word of God sink deep down from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. And as you meditate on the scripture, as you meditate on the scripture, let it become part of you. Let it become part of your lifestyle. Hallelujah. Because once it goes down to the depths of your heart, then whenever you need it, you can bring it up because it's in your heart. Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So God's thoughts towards you and I as a believer of Christ and his plan for your life are for good and not evil. They are to prosper you. God's assignment for you will not fail when you do it God's way. A lot of times we get in trouble when we want it our way, when we want it to fit our way of thinking. Well, God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. God is higher than we are. He sits in heaven, we here on earth. But God is merciful. He's gracious. He's a God that sits high but look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And thank God that he's a God of many chances. Because sometimes, hallelujah, we fall short. Sometimes we get in a place to where we get slowful. We may fall short of what is expected of us. But thank God, because the word says in 1 John 1:9 that we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God knows how to guide us. He knows how to make it simple, make it plain to us. All we gotta do is do our part. All we gotta do is make sure that we seek him. We seek him early in the morning, noontime at night. Seek him because we need him. God has laid out, again, a detailed plan for you to complete your God-given assignment. Seek him, and he will reveal it to you. Yes, you are predestined to do good works and to complete your assignment according to Ephesians Ephesians 2 and 10.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's the King James Version. Now I'll give you the Amplified Version of the works. It says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. That's excitement right there. That's something to get excited about. God have confidence in the fact of knowing and believing that we're going to do what he wants us to do. You see, because if we do what God wants us to do according to his will in our lives, nevertheless, not our will, but his will be done, then we please him. Hallelujah. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But Hebrews 11:6 says, hallelujah, without faith it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So in order for us to please him, we got to please him by coming to him in faith. Coming to him in faith and believing his word, walking in obedience, spending time in prayer, hallelujah, and walking in obedience of what he asks us to do by his Holy Spirit. Yes, we are God's, hallelujah, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. That's a blessing of knowing that God didn't give up on us. Hallelujah. But sometimes we give up on him. Sometimes we, hallelujah, we want to throw in the towel. But all we got to do is just meditate on the fact of where he brought us from to where we are now. It's all about the grace of God, his mercy and grace upon our lives, that we are who we say we are. Because without God's help, we would still be lost. Without God's help in our lives, we'll still be walking in darkness. But thank God for Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one that made it possible for us to be back in right standing with God. So, believer of Christ, it is up to you to make sure you locate the path of your life. Studying and meditating on the Word of God is key. Yes, sometimes we want to wait until Sunday morning or during midweek service just to get a little shot in the arm of a scripture or a sermon that have been preached or a Bible study that has been taught. But we got to get into the Word for ourselves. We have to have a set time, a time designated, so that we can get into the Word, we can read the Word, we can meditate on the Word of God, hallelujah, and let fresh revelation be revealed to us by the Spirit of God. Yes, God, if you are desperate and your mind is made up to want to know more about God, you got to get into his Word. Because his Word, God will speak through his Word. He honored his Word above his name. Yes, we serve an awesome God. See, the Bible says that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, we serve a God that's not made of hands. Wood, stumble, bricks, or whatever metal that you want to say. No, he is a spirit. So he's always moving. And we should be moving with him, because God desires us to fellowship with him on a one-to-one basis, have that intimate relationship with him. God is good, y'all, and he's good all the time. So following the leadership of the Holy Spirit at all times, and he will direct your steps. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, do what he says immediately. Don't delay, or you will be stirred off course. Yes, sometimes we try to reason. When God speaks, we try to reason with our little finite mind, try to figure it out. A lot of times when God speaks, hallelujah, he wants you to move right then. Instead of allowing doubt, fear, and unbelief to creep into your life. See, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So we got to bind up doubt, bind up unbelief, bind up fear, and move out in faith. And believe God that what he said, he means what he said, and he says what he means. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 2 through 7, it says, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mysteries, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the Son of Man, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, hallelujah, of the same body and partaker of his promise. In Christ, through the gospel of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of this power. Here, the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Ephesians and saying that because of the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit of God, revelation was imparted. Mysteries of the kingdom of God was understood. See, right now, people can have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. It's good to be Spirit-filled, filled with the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But we want more revelation. Revelation of God's word. Revelation of, we want to know what God is saying. Because all of what we do for God will last. We need fresh wisdom in 2020. We need fresh revelation being imparted into our spirit man by God's Holy Spirit. And the way that we do it is by studying his word, meditating on his word, having that quiet time after we pray, sitting back and letting the Spirit of the Lord speak to us and obeying what he said. Because God is the God of all knowledge. He knows it all, and he can do it all. So we serve a good God. Knowing your God-given assignment in life here on earth. The book of Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there's a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. Yes, we have been placed here for a certain time. We have been placed here on this earth for a purpose, for a reason. But it's up to us to find out what it is. Now, God will allow people to cross your path if you are serious about knowing what your purpose is, of knowing what your kingdom assignment, God-given kingdom assignment, is here on earth. He will allow people to prophesy in your life. But the prophecy should be in line with what he already asked you to do. You should know without a shadow of a doubt that it was God that was speaking through the man or the woman of God. That's why the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit to know whether it is of God or not. We are living in the last and evil days. in 2020. There's going to be things that we haven't seen before happening. There's going to be people that will cross our path. We have an only way for us to know if they are of God or they are of the devil is to know the voice of God, to know the word of God for ourselves. You see, when you communicate with the Holy Spirit, he will reveal the secret and the mysteries of God to you, which will allow you to complete your kingdom, God-given assignment here on earth. You see, revelation knowledge is revealed knowledge by the Spirit of God. Revelation knowledge will always line up with the Word of God. You see, the Holy Spirit will reveal, again, secrets when you spend a considerable amount of time with him. Sometimes we get up to it. We get out of prayer too early. Sometimes when we go through things and our back is against the wall, a 5-minute prayer won't do it. We have to spend time in prayer, talking to God, having a little talk with Jesus, getting in our secret closet, seeking God's face about the issue, the situation, the circumstances that we are going through. God's children knows his voice. God's sheep knows his voice. Oh, yes. As children of God, we will know his voice when we spend time with him in fellowship with God on a daily basis. When your thoughts line up with the word of God, you will have great positive results in your life, especially if you want to live for them, if you want to be a vessel set apart for the master's use. Yes, we are the clay. He is the potter. Let him shape you and make you. Let him break you and stretch you. Make you a vessel set apart for the master's use, that you will become his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. God will guide you on your assignment by giving you insight on keeping you on course as you perform your assignment here on earth. God gave you, again, his Holy Spirit so that you can know him better. God requires you to be a good steward over the revelation knowledge he has given you. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about knowing your God-given assignment in life.
Hopeless.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need God. We need him every day of our lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So again, tonight, amen, we are talking about knowing your God, getting an assignment in life. Hallelujah. Here, the word of God says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Yes, child of God, you must know God's voice in order to work your God-given assignment here on earth. When you pray, expect situation and circumstances to change. Pray with a spirit of expectation. Pray believing so that you can receive. Knowing your God, given assignment in life. Again, God has created every person to carry out a specific assignment here on earth. Here are a few examples. God created Moses for only one assignment on earth, and that was to bring out the children of Israel out of Egypt. In Exodus 3 and verse 10, it says, come now, therefore, and I will send you, Moses, unto Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Another example of God's faithfulness, God created Joshua for only one assignment on earth, to lead the children of Israel across the River Jordan into the promised land. Yes, Joshua was the man God created to take over after Moses. God knows what he's doing. He preordained before we was put in our mother's womb on what he wanted us to do here on earth. Isn't that a blessing to know? In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Another example, brothers and sisters in Christ, is Solomon. Solomon was created and placed on this earth to build the temple. You remember God, David, it was in David's heart to build a temple. But the prophet told David, because of David's shortcoming, that God will build the temple, hallelujah, through his seed. Here in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13, it says, and when your days be fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed, David, after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Then we go down to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 14. The promise came to fulfillment because the Bible says so. So Solomon built the temple and finished it. So knowing your God-given assignment in life. One more example here, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was created and placed on earth to be a prophet unto the nation. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, here the word says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you as a prophet unto the nation. Yes, God knows what he's doing. He knows what it takes in order to get his will accomplished and done. One more is Jonah. Jonah was created to take the repentance message to Nineveh. Because of Jonah taking God's message to Nineveh, Nineveh repented, and God yielded from the disaster that he was to bring upon Nineveh. And we find this in Joshua chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Here, we know the story about Jonah, even in his shortcomings, when he was running the opposite direction of what he was told to do. He ran into a disaster, put a whole ship of sailors and the captain in danger because of his disobedience. But after he was thrown overboard and was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days, afterwards he repented before God. God allowed the fish to spew him out on dry land. And Jonah did a 3 days journey in one day. Went to the king, and the king proclaimed a fast. All the people fast, including the animals. And it touched God's heart. And he saved, because of the message of repentance, a whole city was saved. And we know what Jonah did. So just like some of us, even in 2020, when we see that God is moving, or we see that God may have spared someone's life, and that we may dislike. You see, we got to do our business according to the will of God for our life and leave the rest up to God. God is no respecter of person. What he did for Nineveh, hallelujah, he can do for every human being on the face of this earth. We got to just do our part and let God do his. The Bible says, one plant, one water, but God brings the increase. So all of these people in the Bible, in the Word of God, they accomplished their God-given assignment on earth. And God gave them rest in his kingdom. That should be our heart desire of every believer, of everyone, whether saved or unsaved, to want to get to know God, want to get to the place where you know what your God-given assignment is here on earth. Again, God created you and every person for a specific assignment on this earth. Life on earth has no meaning when you don't know why God placed you here and you are not doing your God-given assignment. Knowing your God-given assignment in life, when you start living after you know what God has called you to do, after you walk, you are walking in what he has called you to do. You are doing what he asks you to do. When you start living for what God created you for, your inheritance in heaven starts increasing. And crown starts being prepared for you. Heaven starts rejoicing and celebrating. And then all of heaven and earthly resources are mobilized to you in order for you to accomplish your assignment here on earth. Isn't that a blessing to know that God, when we get in right standing with him, and we get to the place where his will, not our will, but his will is being done in our lives through our obedience to him. That's where Psalms 37 and verse 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Listen to the desires in your heart. It is God who placed it in your heart for you to do and accomplish it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, those that will be listening later on, knowing your God-given assignment in life as a believer of Christ should be priority, should be a must. Because either you are pleasing God, are you pleasing me? So the desire in you is from God. If it's in line with the assignment that he has given you, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking, if God said it, he will do it. That's why the word of God says, don't be weary in well doing. Because in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promises that he has promised us. So God creates people to serve him through humanity. When you focus on your specific assignment here on earth, God takes care of the rest. God will take care of you, your family, and everything else will fall in line. Because when we do God's business, he'll take care of our business. During what you were created to do gives you total fulfillment, joy, and happiness in life, which you can't get anywhere else on this earth. It's a joy that passes beyond our understanding. So the world didn't give it to us. The world can't take it away from us. When God gives it to us, and we are joyful and feel fulfilled, then we are causing an impact in those around us, in the life that we live here on earth. Because to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the fat of the rain. So remember this, brothers and sisters in Christ, that God creates every person for greatness. And the greatness is beyond your reach. But it is reachable only through our Creator, God, our Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agree in such one. If there's an example that we must follow, we must look on to Jesus, the one, the trailblazer of Christianity, the one that came from heaven in the form of man, walked upon this earth, left us the example. He completed his assignment here on earth. He went to the cross for us, took upon the sins of the world upon his shoulders. Didn't say a mumbling word. Died, rose from the dead. 3 days later, with powerful on high. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is able and a God that is willing to meet our each and every need. So again, we have to remember, like Ephesians 2 and 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in it, in them." Yes, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening in, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about knowing your God-given assignment in life. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. After listening to this teaching tonight, I just hope and pray there was something that was said that will give you encouragement. There is something that was said that you can consider just to go a little bit further in the things of God. Your heart desire should be that your mind is made up, your heart is fixed to do God's will here while you're here on earth. Because remember now, Jesus said before he left, he's coming back for a church without spots, limits, or wrinkles. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let us know. Hallelujah. But not the fault. Let not our heart be troubled. We believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Then where I am, you may be also. It's good to know that Jesus is coming back. Then we may be, there may be one or maybe some other day, the sound of my voice. There may be at the place, even though we don't cross over as a brand new year, at the beginning of 2020, you may still be in a hopeless condition. Your back may be against the wall. You don't know how to lead, which way to go. But I want to encourage you tonight. If that's you, there's still hope as long as you got breath in your back, as long as you are found in your right mind. Come to Jesus. Come to him just the way you are, toe down from the floor up. He will accept you. He will help you. He will change your life around. But you got to make that first step. You got to get to the place of realizing that you're a sinner, of realizing that you need some help. Hallelujah. You may be going down a path of destruction, but God can change it for you. Come to him. It's a matter of making a confession and a belief in your life. First thing is to recognize the fact that I am a sinner, of realizing that I'm to the place where I throw both hands up, surrender it all to him. Repent of your sin. Repent means that you're going in one direction. You may be headed down the path of destruction, making a 180-degree turn, and asking God for help, asking God to intervene, to turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. Once you do that and you're sincere about it, come to the foot of the cross and repent of your sin. See, we all had to do it before we came to Christ. If we want a brand new spiritual rebirth, our spirit man being rebirthed, hallelujah, we all had to come and acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner. Acknowledging the fact that I can't do it on my own. I needed help. And once you do that, and you're very sincere about it, Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." The word of God also says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's as simple as that. It's God, hallelujah, the word of God is so simple. We, as individuals, make it so complicated. But if we keep it simple to where people can understand that it's not about us, it's about God's word bringing a change in your life. It's about God reaching out. You reaching out to God. He's always standing there at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. He wants to push his way in. You have to let him in. You have to open up the doors of your heart. The Bible says that when you confess with your mouth, according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just a simpler as that. Making a confession of faith and believing in your heart. Now remember, everything you get from God is by faith. It's not by feeling. Because a feeling can lead you wrong. But when you have the revelation of knowing that God is able, oh yes, he is. Ma'am, he's able to touch you tonight. Sir, he's able to touch you here tonight. Turn your life around. Put your foot on solid ground. He did it for me. He can't do it for you. He's no respecter person. It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. People, sometimes they'll change on you, but God never changes. Oh, no, he don't. Bible says that God goes to and fro, looking. He honors his word above his name. The way we please him is by getting into his word, reading his word, letting the word of God becomes part of us. Word of God says, not for us just to hear the word, but for us to be a doer of the word of God. And God is able tonight. He's able to set you free. He's able to save. He's able to deliver. Of whatever sin, whatever habit, whatever has you bound, come to him sincerely, and he will turn it around. He will accept you into the kingdom of God. The angels in heaven, hallelujah, is at attention right now. As the word of God was taught, it is your season. Wouldn't it be great at the beginning of the year in 2020 to give your life to Christ? Yes. Start giving your life to Christ tonight at the beginning of the year. So all through the year, hallelujah, you be your growth in the things of God, and you finish strong for his glory. Then he can use you, hallelujah, to reach others. That's what our job is, regardless of what office that we hold in the body of Christ. Our job is to go witness, tell others about Jesus, because somebody did it for us. Somebody stood in the gap. Somebody prayed me in. Somebody prayed to him. So if you are saved on your way to heaven, rejoice right now, because God, he is a good God, God of mercy, of grace. He allowed us to see another day. He allowed us to still be here, being on top of the ground, not on top of us. That's something to be excited about. It's good news. That's what the word of God is. Good news. The word says, hallelujah, in Romans 10, hallelujah, praise of the Lord, that faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Oh, how can you believe if you haven't heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can you preach unless you are sent by God? Oh, how beautiful is the feet of those that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings to those that want to hear. Hallelujah. Having a zeal for Christ, knowing that you know that you know, that your name is written in the Lamb books of life. That's something to be excited about. But we must endure all the way to the end, because Jesus Christ, he's coming back. and he's coming back sooner than we think. Time is not like it once was. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful tonight for your word. We thank you that your word went forth. We thank you, Father God, for the souls that was touched. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing that's upon the word of God as you draw souls to the kingdom of God, to the foot of the cross. We thank you in advance for deliverance. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, because the word says that he that wins souls is wise. Let us be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, because we know where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Touch each and every one that has a need here tonight. Touch them, Lord, supply that each and every need, according to your word. That says, hallelujah, in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all of our need, according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for answering prayers. I thank you for honoring requests. But most of all, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love that you have extended upon our lives here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast this evening, and we hope that you've gotten something that you can apply to your life. And once you apply it to your life, please share it with your friends and your family, Lord. Just share it. Be excited about who God is in your life. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like for us to discuss, you may contact us by writing to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow in care of Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's Dudley Tebow, Lisa Tebow, in care of Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Keep God first. Pray. Be happy. God loves you, and we love you, too. And God willing, we'll be back on the air on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share those times, share the number, and we hope that you'll join us on Tuesday. God bless. Have a great weekend.